The inauguration of Donald Trump.
We're going to have 4 incredible years.
A day of pageantry and pride.
I'm just so excited because I've never been to a huge event like this.
Trump protesters sound off.
We can't give up this fight.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy, live on the west front of the U.S. Capitol with the CBS World News Roundup.
We're excited to see change.
Everybody's in a really good mood, good spirit, and it's feeling good.
Some of the thousands who filed onto the National Mall this morning to see Donald John Trump take the oath of office at noon today as a new era of American history dawns. The 45th president's first address to the nation is expected to focus on his vision for the country. Aide Kellyanne Conway helped craft it.
It's a beautiful, elegant address, personally written by Donald Trump, and I believe powerfully delivered today. You're going to hear a man of action, a man of resolve.
The new first family came down from New York yesterday on an Air Force jet and spent the night at Blair House, the presidential guest house across Pennsylvania Avenue from the executive mansion. The inaugural festivities began here last night. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
In classic Trump style, the inaugural kickoff was big and bold.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
America's next president soaked it all in with his family by his side before sounding a note of humility.
I had something to do with it, but you had much more to do with it than I did.
From the base of the Lincoln Memorial, the president-elect absorbed the pageantry and the gravity of the responsibilities to come.
These things have got to go!
It's fear of the future that's drawn thousands of demonstrators to the nation's capital.
I'm Cammie McCormick at Washington's Union Square, where protesters are gathering for a march later on the White House. Some of the protest signs here read, U.S. hands off Syria, fight racism, sexism, all oppression, and Black Lives Matter. There are protesters gathering all over the city, and there's a very heavy security presence, a lot of troops in the metro stations, and a lot of police on the streets.
CBS's Pam Coulter notes just 4 hours remain in the presidency of Barack Obama.
He and the First Lady will host President-elect Trump and his wife for coffee and ride with them up Pennsylvania Avenue to formally hand over the reins of power. When it's over, Mr. Obama will get on a military helicopter, no longer with the call sign Marine One, and head to Joint Base Andrews, where he will speak to a crowd gathered in Hangar 6. Then it's on to Palm Springs, where Mr. Obama says he will not be setting his alarm clock.
Some light clouds over the Capitol this morning. Drizzle has begun to fall, and rain is threatened during the inaugural ceremony.
If it really pours, that's okay, because people will realize it's my real hair, and that's okay.
It's a bit chilly here this morning, about 40 degrees, but that's balmy compared to other inaugurations we've covered. Steve?
Well, Stephen, as you mentioned, there have been protests in Washington, D.C., and anti-Trump protests are taking place in other cities. Last night, hundreds turned out in New York.
Actors and politicians alike convened in front of the Trump International Hotel in New York, saying Donald Trump is not their president. Robert De Niro was among them.
We Americans, we patriots will stand united for our rights and the rights of our fellow citizens.
Alec Baldwin bringing out a little bit of his Trump Saturday Night Live impression.
I've been standing out here in the freezing cold for a long time. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to pee.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A major women's march is planned for Washington tomorrow. Overseas, the Trump inauguration is big news in Russia, the country blamed for cyber interference during the campaign. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Moscow.
Russia's prime minister took to Facebook this morning to fire a parting shot at the Obama administration. It said that it had left U.S.-Russia relations at their lowest point in decades. It was quite an angry letter and also defensive, saying that the U.S. had had no right to talk to Russia as if it was a banana republic. But what the Kremlin would really like is for a new Trump government to forget about the very divisive issues, for example, the Russian hacking or the invasion of Crimea, and offer Russia a fresh start.
The New York Times reports authorities are examining intercepted communications and financial transactions as part of an investigation into possible links between Russian officials and associates of President-elect Trump. His spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush hopes to watch the inauguration today on TV from his Houston hospital room. Doctors are considering removing a breathing tube as the 92-year-old former commander-in-chief recovers from pneumonia. Wife Barbara Bush is hospitalized there, too, with bronchitis, but is said to be improving. The notorious Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo is now in the United States. Joaquin Guzman, who has twice escaped from Mexican prisons, was extradited here last night to face drug trafficking and other charges. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is at the court in Brooklyn, New York, where he's due to face a judge.
The government's 33-page indictment contains a litany of charges, including international distribution of cocaine, conspiracy to launder narcotics proceeds, use of firearms, and a count involving international heroin and methamphetamine distribution.
Lawyers for imprisoned former House Speaker Dennis Hastert have filed suit against one of his sexual assault victims. It demands the return of $1.7 million Hastert paid in hush money. That victim filed suit against Hastert last year. Now to central Italy, where there have been dramatic new developments in the avalanche that swamped a tourist hotel. CBS's Alan Pizzi says at least 8 people, including 2 small children, are believed to be alive.
Police and others have asked for helicopters to be sent up in order to bring these people down when they manage to get them out. The problem is that you've got to move some of the structure, and that's not something you can just tear apart.
Those people have been trapped in bitter cold for more than 40 hours. Contact has been made with some of them. Most of those in that hotel were thought to be gathered in the lobby for an evacuation when the avalanche hit. The state of New Mexico is now suing the airbag maker Takata and some automakers over defective and dangerous airbags. Takata's already agreed to pay $1 billion in fines as part of a plea agreement with the federal government. Actor Miguel Ferrer has died of cancer at 61. He's best known for roles on TV's NCIS Los Angeles and Twin Peaks and the movie RoboCop. His father was Oscar winner Jose Ferrer. Plenty of independent operators are going for the green today and this weekend in D.C.
Some here in D.C. see this as a money-making opportunity.
I'm here in Washington, D.C., just looking to make some money for school.
Leo came down from New York, where he plans to attend NYU.
This is my friend. He told me, hey, you should. He actually worked the Obama inauguration. He made an exorbitant amount of money.
So he has a table with Make America Great hats, flags, scarves, and buttons. He picked a good spot 2 blocks from the White House, but he has a pretty simple goal.
I don't know. I just hope to make it worth my while.
Dennis Foley for CBS News, Washington.
A man who witnessed FDR's 3rd inauguration in 1941 and everyone since will be in the D.C. crowd today. Harold Smick, who is 91, made the trip from New Jersey for his 18th inauguration ceremony. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. For Stephen Portnoy in Washington, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.